Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Thankfully, we have Grace Marie Turner here, who's going to restore some order to our operation. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more about market-based healthcare solutions and policies than she does. People around the world listen to her. She's one of the leading thought leaders, one of the thought leaders of this entire healthcare policy industry. All the professionals know her. Grace Marie, we were talking previously about President Trump's executive orders to try to begin the process of helping healthcare consumers, regular folks like you and me, know what things are going to cost us before we go into them, so we can keeps the institutions honest. It allows us to prepare. Maybe if it's elective, maybe I can put it off for a month or two and save some money, whatever it may take, so we aren't surprised with a $100,000 bill. Now juxtapose that, which puts us more in control of our healthcare result, not just the medical result, but the financial result, because it's all part of the same thing. Juxtapose that with this Medicare for All proposal that Elizabeth Warren has, one of the Democrat nominees, or candidates, I should say. And you are telling us a story, a business story, but as you do, put those two together and see if we can, is there any way to reconcile those two?
Absolutely. And let's just give you an example of the kind of thing that businesses are starting now that would be absolutely out the window under Medicare for All. Some companies, Safeway is one example, is using something called reference pricing. This is something that companies can talk with their insurance agents about, that basically says that for certain procedures that are elective, you'd still need them, but
right,
like a knee replacement,
right,
for example, or colonoscopy, the company says, I'm going to pay you, Mr. Employee, $6,000, $20,000. That's how much that I will pay for this procedure. If you can find it for a better price someplace else, you'll save the difference.
Wow.
If you want a better, higher in price, you want to
now
go to
is,
that.
This is the employer
Mayo,
saying
pay
this
the
to
difference.
Employees?
Yes, employees are
it's
already
self,
starting.
It's a self-insurance move, in other
it's
words.
A self, it's your self-insured. There likely will be health plans that start to do this kind of thing even for smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But Safeway, patients save 36%.
Wow.
On these kinds of the Safeway employees actually saves 27% on lab tests, 13% on imaging tests. But New Hampshire did a website for healthcare prices on medical imaging, and people save 36% by knowing that the place down the street will do it,
right,
for $2,500, even if your hospital says they're charging $5,000. So we've just got to get these prices out in the open so that people will be able to see,
right,
how much something does cost, and can you get a better price someplace else?
Isn't the LASIK surgery a classic
exactly,
incubator for this whole thing? LASIK, the eye surgery, where they laser your eyes and so you don't have to wear glasses, all that whole thing, that was never covered by insurance. And when it began, it was very expensive per eye. Now it's down to almost to a few hundred dollars maybe per eye, all because it was where what the market would bear, right? Innovation and competition.
I think of it as the gas station of healthcare, because they literally posted their prices. They tell you over the radio, this is how much we'll do it for each eye.
Right.
I mean, nobody else in the health insurance industry, the health industry, does that, especially for the specific procedure that people want.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is they're paying out of their own pocket, so they have an incentive to save money. And importantly, the suppliers have an incentive to provide,
mm-hmm,
better value to figure out how to get their cost down. You would never have this with Medicare for All.
No.
Because
some bureaucrat on in Northern Virginia somewhere would be making that decision for you.
They're actually in Baltimore, but yes.
Baltimore, okay. I went south instead of north. Okay, good. You know, a minute ago I was talking about, in the previous segment, I was talking about how I negotiated my colonoscopy. I told you the price was under $2,000. That was actually broken into two checks. I wrote one check to the hospital. I called the doctor who was going to do the procedure, and I said, I'm going to write you a check. He said, okay, $688. I never will forget, $688. I sent him a check.
And there's actually a new company called Sidecar Health that's operating in a few states that's doing just that. It's basically saying, you know, to the people that sign up, that this is how much we'll pay for a certain procedure. If you can find it for less, then you get the balance. And if you want to hire a provider, you pay more. That's the, pardon me, the insurance policy they have.
What do you think the, and I've only got about 45 seconds for this answer, and we'll talk some more after the break. What do you think is the main motivation for Elizabeth Warren? What is her value proposition, do you think, when she thinks about this?
So there's a quote from Paul Starr, who wrote a book called The Social Transformation of American Medicine. He said, "Politicians since Bismarck have learned they could use insurance against the cost of sickness as a means of turning benevolence into political power."
Wow. I'm going to get you to restate that again when we come back. Right, folks, that's going to be on the test. You're going to want to get ready to write that down when we come back. I'm going to have Grace Marie say that again after the break. Grace Marie Turner, folks, she and I will be right back. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.